Hey there, Successful Mama. It's your friend, Patricia Song. Well, this is behind the scenes summer update number 3. And whew, this summer has been a something. You are getting a behind the scenes, raw, unedited podcast episode today. And I've been dropping them this week just to give you a chance to see, like, what's going on this summer. What are we talking about? What am I working on? It's been a zoo and totally not what I planned. And just a little background, the last week of school, let's back even further. In May, I was working really hard to get everything prepped for the summer. I wrote emails ahead of time. I recorded the podcast episodes ahead of time, prepped social media posts because I really wanted to take this summer low key, take some rest, and spend time with my family. Well, don't you know, COVID had other plans. I got sick the last week of school and it kicked my butt. Like, I was down for the count. Oh, it was awful. And my 4-year-old also got it, but he was asymptomatic. So that means that I was like a blob on the couch, barely functioning. And my very energetic 4-year-old was with me and totally fine. It was an interesting week. And so we were house divided because my husband was negative, as was my 7-year-old. It was the last week of first grade. And this is when they do all the fun stuff with the movie night and the pajama day and blah, blah, blah. And I didn't want to miss any of that. So we divided and I survived. I made it. However, it really kicked my butt. I had really bad brain fog and the fatigue for like a solid month. And it was basically like, apparently I had my version of rest in my head. And then God had another version of rest that was actually resting, not what I thought was resting. And so, I rested because I literally could not do anything else. It was awful. And I wouldn't wish it on my worst enemy. It was terrible. So what does that mean? I truly took off the month of June. If you in any way try to contact me, I didn't respond. If I forgot something, please let me know because I did not get through all those emails. I went through as many of them as I could, but again, still dealing with the brain fog and the fatigue. Who knows if I got everything done, but I figure, you know what? If it was important, someone will write me back again because it was rough. And I just want to let you know, like, solidarity. If your summer devolved into chaos and disaster and not at all what you pictured, I'm here with you. I get it. And I was thinking, like, what can I do with this time? Because I, you know, here, this is a very ADHD thing of me, is that I thought that this time of rest would actually be, like, still productive rest. Like, I thought I was going to do all this cool stuff. It was going to be amazing, even though I was resting. This doesn't make any sense when I say it out loud. But this is what we do. Like, we don't slow down. We don't actually rest. And so when we think about resting, we make like a plan for resting and that we're gonna like do all this stuff while we're resting, and then the stuff though is not resting, and it's like, oh, I missed the point. So I had a really good conversation with my therapist about the difference between recovery versus rest and understanding, like, I was in the mode of recovery. I had to stop because my body just couldn't do anything else, and I truly did rest in that time. But it wasn't rest in the way of like preparing for what's next. It was recovering from being super duper sick, which you'd think I would have learned that lesson having been super duper sick over the last 2 years with my chronic health and the mold toxicity. No, apparently I did not learn the difference between recovery and rest. And I do now. I understand the difference. So when I spent that time in recovery, I had to talk about it with my therapist because I was not happy with it and also not happy about being really, really sick again. And understanding that recovery time was necessary. And then that recovery kind of like bled into the rest time that I needed because I was still fatigued and tired. Like, it still was kind of recovery, but it also was rest. Like, I went on vacation. I didn't work. I didn't respond to anything. I like literally did not do anything for like a solid month. It was like bare minimum. If my assistant was like, hey, I really need to know this one thing so I can do something, I would answer it. But other than that, like, it was low key. And as I was coming out of that rough season of recovery and moving into like the restful part, we had a really great meeting and sat down and like just downloaded, like, here's all the things I want to do. And then we went on vacation for a week, and I had a really great chat with my husband in the car on our road trip, like fleshing out more of like, hey, I can't do all the things. This is the thing we do. Everything's a priority. We want to do all the things and we can't, right? So I made a very clear intention of like, this is the priority. July is for wrapping up the stuff that's been lingering around and I haven't finished. And then August is for looking forward. Well, don't you know? Then when also in the car ride, we came up with the retreat. This is where I want to be. Like, this is what I want to do. So we came up with the whole plan for the retreat on the road trip. My lovely husband helped me work out all the logistics. And all of that, like, working on the things that, like, need to be tied up, I had worked on it some. But really, like, the retreat has taken precedence. Like, this has been my all-in for the last 2 weeks in getting this prepared. And so now I'm switching it up. Now, August is the time for getting all these loose ends up. So, like, on one hand, I'm super excited for you in August to get all of these things that have been, like, ideas that you guys have been asking me for over and over again. Like, help me make a morning routine that's, like, really simple and easy. Help me figure out, like, how to get help. How do I outsource? Like, all these things have been sitting around. I'm like, oh, I'll do that one day. And, like, you know, I got, like, 20% of them done and they just sat there. Those are all being worked on once I get this retreat in order. So it's like they're coming to fruition. Like, things have just been, like, pouring out of me, like, coming out of that season of rest. It's like I had the energy to do the things that I wanted to do. And it took me 40 years to learn this lesson, y'all. 40 years it took me to learn this lesson, but I got it. And I am, like, literally bursting with brilliant ideas and good stuff for you coming out of this. And I cannot wait to see what happens. Now, what does that look like for the next couple months? Behind the scenes, the retreat is coming along, like, beautifully. It's going to be such an amazing weekend. If you haven't signed up, go sign up. And all of these other projects are going to be pulling together in, I mean, I hope August, but, like, maybe it's September. I don't know. I'm working on not, like, killing myself to meet these imaginary deadlines that I set for myself and being more gracious. And so in the meantime, I'm like, okay, well, since I don't have these other, like, little mini courses that I thought were going to be ready, like, I still want to help you out in a way that's, like, a bite-sized chunk. What can you do? So I like asking myself that, like, what can you do, Patricia? How can you make this doable for the mom who's like, maybe I can't afford to go on the retreat this year. I'm not going to be able to do, like, the bigger course. How can I do something for you that is, like, more bite-sized? So what I decided to do is make daily planning available on a payment plan just for this month only. So in July, you can do daily planning for a payment plan for 3 payments. And there's not, like, I don't charge extra money for extending it out on a payment plan. Like, that's just my personal philosophy of, like, if you need the extra time to make the payments, I also don't want to charge you extra money on top of that. So the payment plan, like, doesn't charge you extra to do it that way. So what does that mean? You can sign up for daily planning for, I think it's $89 for a payment 3 months in a row, which I've never done before. It's like 11 p.m. I was up late, like, what am I going to do? And it just came to me, like, this is the way to help you make it more financially easier for you in the next 3 months. Because here's the thing. I want as many moms as possible to be in this course as feasibly possible. Like, I mean, I still got to pay bills. I get staff to pay. But, like, I want to make this easy for you. How do I make that easy? I make it into a smaller payment. We'll see how this goes. Like, will I keep doing it? I don't know. This is part of ADHD, right? I don't know. I came up with 11 p.m. I'm telling you about it now in this totally unpolished episode. Like, I want you to start on these skills in the summer so that when you start back into the school year, you have the skills in place to know how to keep up with the stuff that has to happen. How do you keep up with showing up on time for things? How do you know where you're supposed to be and when? Organizing your to-do list. Like, even me, I've been doing this for years, organizing my to-do list this way. And I still have to remind myself, because I want to make everything important, is to go through the list and be like, what is actually important? So I teach you how to do that in there. I want you to have this basic life skill set that you don't have yet in your hands. because you were probably taught by somebody neurotypical how to keep up with calendars and do to-do lists, and it doesn't work for you, and it didn't make sense, and it's not working for you now. This method makes sense for people with ADHD. And then what I hope is that when you get these basic skills in place, you're like, man, Patricia's awesome. She teaches the way that my brain works. I want to do more. And that you will work your way up to time management mastery so that you can develop those routines and rhythms to your day and like get the full package going in your day. Not just how do I show up on time? Not just how do I prioritize? Like, how do I make the whole day work for me and my family and not feel like I'm super overwhelmed? I don't feel like I'm not being a good mom because I'm always worried about this and I'm always stressed out about that. How do we make your motherhood make sense for you, work with your brain, and set up your life to be where you're like, I can do this. This makes sense to me. Like, that's what I want for you. So if you've been thinking about doing daily planning and you are like, this is a time. The payment plan is available until the end of the month. So August 1st, it's going to change. It's there till the end of July. And yeah, get in there and do it. Make it happen. Put yourself on the priority list because you matter. But then also, like, these are the skills that you're going to teach your kids how to do it. Like, when, if you understand how they work, then you can teach your kids how to be on time for stuff, how to prioritize their assignments. Like, even if you have littles, you're like, I don't know, that sounds really far away, Patricia. Like, they grow, and eventually you're going to want to be able to teach them these skills, and you as an ADHD brain will then understand, this works for me. Now I can help explain it in a way that makes sense. Like, you already know how to do it the neurotypical way. So if your kid's neurotypical, you already learned that. It doesn't work for you, but you learned it. If your kid has ADHD, even more valuable, you have these skills that you can teach your ADHD kid how to do those things and be successful. So yes, I want you to put yourself on the priority list, but also understand that these are the skills that you are going to want to teach your kids as they get older. And we can't teach what we don't understand. We can't teach what we don't know. I want you to have that gift for you, for your family, and like all the generations after that in your family. Like, being successful and being able to function in the world as it is, we can do that. We can be successful with ADHD. We don't have to be a hot mess. That is not a requirement of our lives. Like, having ADHD does not equal hot mess. It does if you don't have the skills in place. It does if you don't have like the knowledge of how to treat yourself well, how to work with how your brain works, but it doesn't have to. Okay, I'm gonna get off my soapbox now. I am gonna be back, maybe not next week because this was a lot of updates for 1 week, but within the next couple weeks of keeping you apprised of like what's going on. Ooh, y'all, I'm not even editing this out. That's my medicine alarm. Patricia, go take your blood pressure medicine. I have really low blood pressure. So if I don't take my medicine every 4 hours, I will be unconscious. I also wear compression hose. Y'all, not cute, but I like being conscious. So, you know, here's where we are. So I'm going to go take my blood pressure medicine. And you're going to go sign up for daily planning. And we're all going to take care of ourselves because we're responsible adulty humans who do things like eat vegetables, take our medicine, and learn the skills we need every day of our lives. So what's the website? bit.ly/ADHD plan. Go make it happen. If you've been thinking about the treat, go drool over the pictures. Decide to do that. And yeah, I'll be back in the next couple weeks to update you with all the other stuff that's going on. Hopefully I'll see you this weekend at the Atterverse Conference. And yeah, big hugs. Okay, I'm off to take medicine. I'll talk to you soon, successful mama.